back-to-back in Edmonton. The Oilers hosted LA and Vegas on the road. Can they do it again here tonight against Dallas? Here comes McDavid into the zone. Drysdale's got two first goals in this series. Evan Bouchard has one. It'll come right in front. Scores! Corey Perry from Connor McDavid. And they strike first again.
Kevin was talking about 40 years old. It's the speed of McDavid now gets you chasing a little bit. Watch the separation of the penalty killers. Three over on one side, a quick pass, and just right on the doorstep. This play by Perry, he's done so many times during his career. Track the puck, get to the net, stick on the ice, but up and over the arm.
Liddell up ahead. Wyatt Johnston back in over the line. Here's Johnston. Pinned. Stopped it into the glove of Stuart Skinner.
Come ready to play yet again, scoring the first goal and taking a lot of that energy out of Dallas.
There's a chance for Robertson off the draw and a blocker save by Skinner. And Captain Enable working just off target and off Robertson and back into the Oilers zone. Edmonton scoring on their first shot. The chance here. And Yedberg scores. What a feed from Victor Arvidsson. And Edmonton has a 2-0 lead.
Watch Wallman, the hard pass. Two guys go over to Arvidsson, and coming off the bench is Janmark. Just an excellent job of driving right down the middle. That's an 8-second shift that ends up in the back of the Dallas net. It just has been a bit of a disaster for Ottinger. Game five couldn't be a worse start. And now you see Casey DeSmith.
Two goals, two shots, and there's Henrik on the draw. Skinner will swing it on goal. DeSmith turns that aside up to Colin Blackwell. The flip that comes down just inside the Edmonton line. Up a hit for Frederick. He'll send it in. Yanmark from Arvidsson and Wallman. 7:09, time of the second goal. Chris Knobloch talked about how much he left. With a chance in front, knocked away by DeSmith. He scores! They've got another! And it's Jeff Skinner with his first Stanley Cup playoff goal.
Could possibly go wrong more. Another sloppy play, a one battle. Skinner gets it to the front of the net close. Look at all the green jerseys standing around. Not one has their eye on the puck. Not one stick close to it. Three whacks at it here. Frederick keeps it alive a second time. Henrik tries, and then
losing Zach Hyman for the rest of these playoffs.
You know, the panel is talking about that as well.
McDavid testing DeSmith, and he'll hold on to that. You think Dallas can't afford to give up anymore. There's a chance on a quick backhand by Steele, and picking it up is Evander Kane. Up for Kent, Kapanen. Bounce it down on DeSmith. Shears down the side, and Thomas Hartley takes over. Mason Marchment to work. Over the line with Sagan, and Marchment a hot shot. Off the glove of Skinner, who gets pulled over there.
And then a follow-up. It's been the story of this Edmonton Oilers team playoffs. Secondary score.
There's a turnover, scores! Jason Robertson gives Dallas life.
Head up the whole way, and it just hits Johnson, and then Johnson with a great little tip. And Jason Robertson has gone 10 games without a goal. Well, that's three goals in the last three games. He's been the only Dallas star to light the lamp.
And now Johnson with his. Johnson curls back. He's got a penalty in a big stop. Mark that one for Stuart Skinner. Here's Drysdale swinging in. Back it goes to Kulak. Kulak looks at the front. Good stop by DeSmith on Kapanen on the redirect. I think we're like the guys on the panel wondering who would bring them out for the second period, but it is DeSmith who made six stops on the seven shots he faced. There's Frederick, and in flight is Drysdale along with Kane. That's it through Kane around behind the net. And DeSmith sprawls.
DeSmith trapped A bouncing puck goes through the legs of CeCe. Kane now knows, oh, I think I'm going to get there first. And off the inside pad, look at Draisaitl. Didn't go past the net, too. What a play by DeSmith to put his feet together. It's between his legs. He knows it, and he's able to stop that one from...
Over a minute is on there on that last shift that played off the side of the net. In front, Skinner down, and he makes two stops off Maverick Court. Cody CeCe sends that wide around the far side. Harley gets there in time. Oilers on their heels right now. Johnston upended there. It's centered in front to the net. Skinner down, rebound, and it's played into the corner.
And then a drive to the net, Maverick Court. Couple of quick plays, toe save there by Stuart Skinner.
Rupe hits, Rantanen takes a long look. Holds on, watched by Kapanen. And Harley, and that's blocked. Big play by Pekosa, scores! Rupe hits!
Seconds of... trying to kill penalty, stops and starts, take away the passing lanes and the shooting lanes. Pakosin does a great job of blocking the first one. Stuart Skinner thought that the original maybe was to the side, so he's late reacting, and look at Skinner.
Fired right back by Cody CeCe. Picked up by Hintz, here's the shot, and it's off Ekholm, and out! McDavid's got a break! Connor McDavid scores! A silencer here for Connor McDavid. And the Oilers restore a two-goal lead.
Chance. Dallas setting up for another good opportunity. Rupe hits with all kinds of pressure. And watch the way that McDavid uses that pressure to his advantage. As a scorer, you're coming in with all kinds of speed. It's a tough read for DeSmith. Pull it to the backhand. As soon as you get DeSmith to go down, bang, right there, you pull it right back.
Here we go. A third period away from a berth in the Stanley Cup Final for the Oilers, if they can protect them. A two-goal lead. Rantanen trying to find a puck loose in front, and Skinner covers up. Haven't been able to do so since game number one. Here's Mikko Rantanen swinging wide on McDavid, sending it across. Robertson scores!
Oh, that's the old adage from Mike Tyson. You got the perfect plan until you get punched in the face. Just a little bit of a sloppy change. McDavid's late coming out, so that creates the D to back off. And you mentioned Robertson. He's the one that's been able to find a way through that, as Jake Allen talks about, that little triangle.
Right now, Dallas got a little more jump, don't they?
Wallman's been stuck out here, too. He's the one with the puck, but he's dead tired, needs to get a change, and we'll get some.
Here comes Draisaitl. Evander Kane scores in, and they score! They got a bounce! Evander Kane! And it's a two-goal lead again!
An own goal that's just a killer. Wallman's dead tired. He waited for everyone else to get a change. The speed through Draisaitl, and instead of going all the way around, surprises. You can see Lindell stopped on the dime there, right off his toe, past the glove. DeSmith didn't get it. And never a bad thing to throw the puck to the net. A big goal again.
And Edmonton back in the lead by two. It'll come to Lindell. His shot. Who's it going? Skinner just got a piece of Blackwell.
In that second period, couldn't find the one that got by him here. Just gets the toe, tip of the toe there on that rebound. All the bodies in front. There it is at the last second. That little extra push. This team didn't get swept last year, but they worked hard to get the job done to get a second opportunity at Stanley Cup goal.
The puck is going in the net. An empty netter to cap it. Excuse me, Gene, but I think it is Kasperi Kapanen who will get credit. Stuart Skinner celebrating. They took out the Kings in L.A., the Golden Knights in Vegas, now the Stars in Dallas. and the Oilers are headed for a rematch with the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals.